wholesaling bank-owned properties? There's a question that came in, and the question is one-liner. It says, is it difficult to wholesale a bank-owned property? Now, let's talk about Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. In this episode, we are talking about wholesaling bank-owned properties. There's a question that came in, and the question is one-liner. It says, is it difficult to wholesale a bank-owned property? Now, let's talk about real estate wholesale. First of all, in case you're brand new into this and you're not sure what it means, or maybe you've gone through a seminar and you just want to make sure that you're on the same place. Well, wholesaling real estate is a real estate investing strategy that doesn't require any money down, like your typical conventional deposit that you put on a property. You don't need that here. You don't need a good credit. You know, you basically need a desire. You need a desire to make money, a desire to build a business. It's essentially, it's a business model that requires marketing. You have to market to the mass. Okay. It's a marketing skill. You need marketing skill, as opposed to what majority of the gurus will tell you. You don't need marketing skill. You need sales skills. Well, sales skills to what? You need leads coming in into the game. Okay. You need leads. Leads is the blood of the business. Without leads, you'll just be scrambling, looking for the best logos, the right LLC to file. You'll be busy worrying about BS, like do you need license and stuff, as opposed to going after generating leads so you can close that first deal, right? So that's what wholesaling is. You lock the property that you find, discounted properties, like I said. Usually you get this by targeting people in distressed situation, people that have life events that have put them in a distressed ownership of a property. Things like losing a family member, things like a divorce, things like pre-foreclosure. You know, people own these properties and they become liabilities for them. And you come in and you help them get rid of a property like that, get rid of a liability, right? So contrary to popular belief, most properties are liabilities for the owners, residential properties, you know. So if they miss one paycheck from their job, that can throw them into the negative, and then they have to get rid of the property in order to be able to move forward faster from a financial standpoint. So that's what real estate wholesaling is. When you sell the rights to such contract that you lock those properties on, then you make a lucrative fee, $1,000, $5,000. My average is $25,000 per deal. My highest has been $82,000 per deal. I am still looking to break that record. There are people doing $150,000, $250,000, even per one deal. Of course, that has to be a big high-end property, but it's doable. There are people doing it, okay? Now, is it luck? Do you get lucky doing this kind of stuff? No, you have to have skills. And the more skills you have, the more consistent you get, the luckier you get, right? So could you get lucky on closing your first deal? Yes. And then you have to wait forever or never to close the first deal, right? And there's a lot of people going through that. Maybe they got lucky, they made $4,000, $30,000, and then they can't find the next deal because they never got to the point where they realize this is a real skill set. Okay, so that's what wholesaling real estate is. So now let's talk about wholesaling bank-owned properties. What are bank-owned properties? Bank-owned properties are also called REO, real estate owned properties. Okay, real estate owned by banks, essentially, right? So they're called REOs. Basically, these are what properties become after they have been foreclosed on. So somebody stopped payment, and then 3 months, 6 months gone, and then 8 months, 9 months later, depending on the state you're in, the bank foreclosed on the property, meaning they took over the ownership of the property using a process called foreclosure at the courthouse of your county, right? So then the bank will now have to release the property back on the market with the realtor. This is the worst nightmare for a bank. The bank don't want to own properties. They don't want to deal with properties. They're in the business of lending money and making those money work for them. They typically don't want to leave the corporate buildings, right? But now they're forced to hire the services of a realtor or a licensed agent or broker to lease a property, and then they have to depend on the words of the broker. The broker will of course do for the, you know, they're supposed to do their professional work on valuing the property. They put the house back on the market based on how much repairs it needs. So They would do what they call a broker's price opinion. So based on the value of the properties in the area within 1 mile radius, typically that sold in the last 6 months, they use these numbers to determine the value of the property, and then they list the property back on the market, and then you call it real estate owned. Now, can you approach a realtor and then put this property under contract and then sell the rights to the contract to another person for a profit? That's what this question is about. Is it difficult to wholesale a bank-owned property? It's not more difficult than it is to wholesale any other property. It's relationship building, it's rapport building, except that now you have to build your rapport with the agent who is listing the REO. Okay? And can you flip a property that was listed on the market? Yes. The chances of doing that with a very experienced agent is slim to almost none, because number one, if that property is worth anything, they will have their own people that they will give access, back-end access to, that will take over such properties. Again, relationship. You know, real estate is location, but it's a new time and age. It's a digital world right now. It's information. Right now, it's about information. So it's really relationship. That's what it's becoming, I promise you, okay? Information. Data, processing. Data. You know, these are more of what it is right now. And then if you can get that, of course, it's still location, you know, but you need to figure out how to get, you know, flip more information, and then you can get more deals, you can make more money, okay? And that's what it's getting to. Now, the one strategy that I have some experience using doing this is called the LLC transfer. Because again, the bank is involved, and the bank will scrutinize everything, meaning they have a process, and the last thing they want to see is a title chain breaking so quick, meaning you purchase the property and you're flipping it to somebody else right away. Definitely double closing is not going to work. Okay, for the most part, it won't work. Unless you get the title company on your end, and the title company is risking their license and all this kind of stuff. The smoothest way to do it is called the LLC transfer. So you create an LLC specifically for this purpose, not your normal LLC, and then you use it to put the property under contract. And then once the numbers look good, you can sell the LLC to the end buyer of the deal. So the LLC comes with the property that's on it, right? Or the property that you lock it under contract with. They're now the new owner of the LLC, and the LLC is still purchasing the property, okay? So if you have all your ducks in a row, and you have the relationship, you have lawyers that understand, it's very simple. It's an LLC. It's LLC designed specifically for this property. So it could be 123 Main Street. So you could create an LLC called 123 Main Street by Ola, right? So you can make sure there's no other one in the state, right? And then you create that, you lock the property under contract. You have to make sure the numbers are right, because the realtor, if they know what they do, will want you to put in $1,500, $1,000 in deposit, earnest money deposit, which means you can potentially lose that. You can give them, you say, hey, not refundable if it doesn't work out. If you're so sure the numbers will work out on the deal, right? And then you lock that in, and then you sell that LLC to the person that wants that property, the end buyer investor. That's how that works, okay? So that's a real skill for you. I think I covered that more a little bit more in this book, Real Estate Money Secrets. But right now I have a special gift for you. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this absolutely for free. None of this stuff will work if you don't learn how to generate leads, if you don't learn professional marketing like I stressed earlier. You can learn all that in this book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go. If you're interested in the paperback, audiobook, or Kindle, the options are there as well. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this absolutely as a bonus for free too, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.